This is VOA News. I'm David Byrd. Residents of the Bahamas are bracing for the impact of Hurricane Dorian, which is snaking its way westward toward the U.S. mainland. AP's Julie Walker reports.
For Hurricanes Matthew and Irma, Jeffrey Allen, who lives in Freeport, evacuated, but says he's riding this one out.
We're going to wait it out this time because with Matthew, we evacuated and actually, it turned out we were pretty much unscathed in that particular area.
Allen, who works in construction, says he's getting ready for Dorian.
The first gas station I went to, I was actually at the pump and they ran out of fuel.
His cousin Barbara Carey, who lives in Nassau, is also stocking up on necessities like groceries.
It was about 14 registers and I was like the 20th online on one of the registers.
Carey owns a travel company in the Bahamas and says a lot of cruise ships that are there are rerouting so they don't get hit. I'm Julie Walker.
Protesters set fires in a main thoroughfare and police responded with pepper spray and baton charges early Sunday in Hong Kong. Earlier, police had fired blue-colored water from water cannon in a standoff with protesters outside government offices. AP's Karen Chamas has details.
Protesters took to the streets, ignoring a police ban against the march to mark the fifth anniversary of China's decision against fully democratic elections in Hong Kong. A large crowd of protesters wearing helmets and gas masks gathered outside the city government building. Police fired tear gas from the other side of the barriers, then brought out a water cannon truck that fired regular water and then coloured water at the protesters, staining them and nearby journalists. Businessman Jimmy Lay said Hong Kong citizens had to keep fighting for their rights.
The Hong Kong situation is getting tense here, but we have to go on.
I'm Karen Chamas.
For more on these stories and the rest of the day's news, be sure to log on to our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News. At least 10 people were killed when a suicide bomber set off his device in Kunduz, Afghanistan, where Afghan forces had gathered to repel a coordinated Taliban attack. Afghan officials said the dead included both soldiers and civilians. The bombing came shortly after Afghan President Ashraf Ghani said that government forces had repelled a coordinated Taliban attack on Kunduz near the Tajik border. The attack started early Saturday morning and set off gun battles and airstrikes throughout the day. The attacks came as U.S. and Taliban negotiators continue a ninth round of talks in Doha. Western diplomats had expected an agreement by Thursday, but so far no official announcement has been made. U.S. consumers can expect to take a hit from President Donald Trump's latest rounds of tariffs on Chinese imports, which take effect in just a few hours. AP's Sagar Meghani reports.
Until now, the war has mainly been an abstraction for American consumers, with tariffs mostly imposed on industrial goods and the president insisting Beijing was paying the price.
China is eating the tariffs.
Starting Sunday, the U.S. will start collecting tariffs on nearly 70% of consumer goods Americans buy from China, from TVs to diapers to dairy products.
Hello, sir. How are you?
At places like Great Wall Hardware in San Francisco.
It's really the customer that suffers.
Owner Albert Chow says he'll hold off as long as he can, but will eventually have to raise prices since he's paying more for Chinese imports. Sagar Meghani at the White House.
Supreme Court Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg says that she's feeling very well following more cancer treatments. AP's Ben Thomas reports.
At the Library of Congress National Book Festival in Washington Saturday, Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg said she loves serving on the Supreme Court, calling it the best and hardest job she's ever had. In an hour-long interview with NPR's Nina Totenberg before an audience of 4,000, Ginsburg said the job has kept her going through four cancer bouts. Instead of focusing on her aches and pains, she says she knows she has to concentrate on the court's work and somehow surmount whatever's going on in her body. The Supreme Court begins hearing arguments again on October 7th, and Ginsburg promises she will be prepared. Ben Thomas, Washington.
UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres arrived in Goma on what he called a solidarity visit with the Congolese people amidst the fight against the latest outbreak of Ebola. Guterres said the security of the Congolese people was an essential priority. Ebola has killed nearly 2,000 people in the Eastern Democratic Republic of Congo since August of 2018. For more, be sure to visit our website, voanews.com. I'm David Byrd, VOA News.